So, Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for everyone who's listening to this word. Thank you that you are a non-judgmental, loving Father. And you revealed that in Jesus. Jesus came to reveal that characteristic of the Father. And we're blown away that he didn't relate to all the Pharisees and the scribes and the religious people because they rejected him. But he related to broken people. He related to the harlots, to the tax collectors, to the sinners, the rejects of society. They received him gladly. And he was always looking for a place of fellowship with them, so that the Pharisee said he's a glutton and a wine bibber. Because every time they looked at him, he was either coming or going to hang out with friends at a meal. And those friends were the lowest of the low. But because Jesus had no judgment in him, they didn't feel rejected by him. This man receives sinners and eats with them. Now, Lord, if that's true of the sinners, imagine what it's like for us who are your children. Forgive us, Lord, that often we've listened more to the spirit of condemnation and the spirit of judgment that comes from the law instead of listening to the Holy Spirit, whose law is to point us to life in Christ Jesus. Lord, I'm asking you to deliver your people from the effects of the old covenant, the hangover of the old covenant, and mixing up the covenants. I pray that you'll purify us from that mixture of covenants, that we'll become holy and totally convinced of the truth of the new covenant, that there is no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. There's no condemnation in this wonderful new law of the Spirit. We receive you, Holy Spirit. We receive you as the one who's come to apply the new covenant. If God made a new law, he is fully able to enforce that law. As we believe, as we by faith receive, we come into all of the benefit and the blessing of that new covenant. So right now in Jesus' name, I just tell that spirit of condemnation and of judgment to loose the people of God. I rebuke every spirit that has harassed my brothers and sisters. You leave them right now in Jesus' name. And come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Fill the void. Fill the empty space with your glorious presence, revealing the life of Jesus in us, to us, and through us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for a new covenant. Thank you for the reality of that covenant. Thank you that we can have confidence in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. We're still in this world, but as he is right now in his glorious, glorified state, that's us. We're seated together with him in heavenly places. Hallelujah. 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 Make that so real to us that we'll see ourselves seated together with Jesus in heavenly places, far above all principalities and powers. Hallelujah. We give you thanks in Jesus' name. Amen.
This is the conclusion of this message. Thank you for listening to the ministry of John and Beverly Sheesby. For more information on this podcast and other resources, please visit our website, liberatedliving.com.